Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is facing a newly formed fundraising committee dedicated to stopping him from becoming governor. The Topeka Capital Journal reports Stop Kobach is a political action committee formed in August. Michael Hoheisel says the PAC is working to establish its board and build a website. Says he's already launched a site opposing Kobach with domain names he predicts the campaign might be interested in. Look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover will start to move into south-central Kansas along with a cold front by about noontime, and we'll see some scattered showers this afternoon. It'll be breezy and not as warm with a high near 60. Occasional rain tonight, our low 41, tomorrow's high 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 57 degrees, got a south wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour.
Wichita police are investigating two deaths in a home as homicides. Lieutenant Todd Ogile says Saturday night around 11 o'clock, police were called to a home in the 7500 block of East Huntington for an unknown EMS call.
Calling parties stated that she had returned home and found her mother and brother inside the residence with blood, and they were unresponsive. Upon arrival, officers entered the residence, located a 62-year-old female and a 23-year-old male deceased inside of the residence. The victims have been identified as Hung Pham, she's a 62-year-old female, and her son, Cody Ha, a 23-year-old male.
Police are asking anyone with any information on this to call detectives at 268-4182.
Police say two people were found dead after a standoff at a central Topeka home. Standoff began at home Monday morning after officers responded to a call about a domestic violence situation. Lieutenant Colleen Stewart says officers eventually sent a robot into the house. The robot found the two people dead.
A federal court has dismissed two lawsuits filed by former rowers who alleged the University of Kansas didn't respond properly to their reports of being sexually assaulted on campus.
Lawsuits filed in 2016 by Daisy Tackett and Sarah McClure were dismissed last week at the request of the two women and the university. Tackett reported a Kansas football player raped her in 2014. McClure alleged she was assaulted by the same man a year later. The women claimed the school violated Title IX because officials should have anticipated a heightened risk of sexual assaults at the apartments where football players live. In February, U.S. District Judge Thomas Martin dismissed a portion of the lawsuits that claimed university officials were officially liable for the sexual assaults. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A move in Ontario, Canada to change the name of a street, a name most associated with Nazis.
This is probably what first comes to mind when you hear the name swastika. And that's why some people who live on Swastika Trail in Puslinch, Ontario, about an hour southwest of Toronto, want to change the name, arguing it's embarrassing and offensive to Jews, but not everyone agrees. Some Swastika Trail residents say the street was called that long before Hitler's rise to power in Nazi Germany, and that its original meaning is peace and harmony. The town council will decide whether the name stays or goes next month. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A first for the Miss USA organization.
A Minnesota woman is the first person with Down syndrome to compete in a Miss USA state pageant. 22-year-old Michaela Holmgren received the Spirit Award and the Director's Award at the pageant Sunday night.
Anybody that even spends 5 minutes with her knows that she is the right person to be the first to represent a community of people that need to see themselves doing something like this.
Pageant Executive Director Denise Wallace. Holmgren says she has been dancing since she was six and enjoys performing in front of crowds. Wearing a blue gown, Holmgren received a standing ovation when she accepted the awards. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
6:33 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday morning, November 28th. Ted, for some reason, this feels like a Monday to me. Because I haven't worked in a while.
Yeah, it's been nearly a week, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Every now and then, you got to take some time off. A Connecticut family could be forced to turn off its intricate Christmas display decorated with 300,000 lights because of complaints from neighbors about traffic and parking. The Connecticut Post reports the family's huge decorative display in Fairfield drew about 30,000 visitors last holiday season, not counting those who drove by without stopping. Family hopes to find a solution to address their neighbors' concerns, but fear this year could be the last for the display. There is one in my neighborhood that is just outstanding. I don't know if you've heard of this one. It's just north of 13th on Coolidge.
Oh, I've been that by that many years, yeah.
We took the grandkids by there the other night, and it's all a light show. It's all coordinated. It's kind of like a part of Illuminations or something. And his family's just done it upright. Their neighbors, God bless them, seem to be very patient people on either side. But there weren't a lot of people hanging around. This is earlier in the season, but yeah. That's a good one.
And, yeah, I've been by that one many times.
You know, if people have other ones they know about, maybe they should let us know on Facebook or something. What do you think? We'll share all the good ones. And then not encourage you to go and trample on people's yards, okay? Major stores.
I don't see a lot of trampling going on in Wichita.
Wichita people behave themselves. They really do. Major stores were not the only ones offering discounts to shoppers in Las Vegas on Black Friday weekend. Marijuana dispensaries. We're rolling out deals as well. More than 40 dispensaries in the Sin City area offer discounts on marijuana, flower products, edibles such as chocolates, and concentrates during the first Black Friday event since legal sales of recreational marijuana began in July in Nevada. There you go. Black Friday for pot. Senator Tick Segerblom, Tick, who helped legalize recreational pot in the state, says, "It's a great stocking stuffer. And now you can treat it like alcohol in that regard." He added, "As long as no kids can get to it, it's for adults only." But there you go, Ted. You're thinking about something for the... Of course, it's not legal here, I guess.
You
can travel out there to Nevada, Colorado, someplace, and get some stocking stuffers for dear old dad. I'm sure Pat would be interested in that.
Not sure about that.
I don't think there's anybody in my family I'd want to stuff their stocking with that. I'll stick to candy.
He's more interested in M&Ms.
Yeah, I know. So am I. All right, let's see what else is going on this morning. Now, Thanksgiving's over. Talked about that a while ago. This is interesting about these, four homicides over the weekend. Yeah. At least one of them a DV, right, Ted? Domestic violence situation.
Yes, it appears that way.
We keep harping on that, and we keep seeing those cropping up. Just it seems like every three or four days, we have a DV homicide in our area. So the police officers were busy over the weekend and continue to investigate at least one of them. They don't have a suspect. A pizza delivery guy?
Pizza delivery driver shot, stuffed in a trunk. Find out who did that.
That's ugly. Let's get him. Hey, a man bitten by a rattlesnake in Gray County down in southwest Kansas. Apparently, he was hiking a field. Pheasant hunting? Was it pheasant, Jad, that he was?
Yeah. Where is Gray County? Yeah,
down in the southwest corner. What was the name of the town? I can't remember. Okay. But he's walking a field.
Right.
In high grass. Steps on a rattler.
Oof. Oof.
And apparently got out of there in time and, to get it all treated. But
man.
They're sending out the precaution. Hey, watch out for the rattlesnakes.
Of course, they do the rattlesnake roundup every year out near Sharon Springs.
For sure, and that's in western Kansas. And that's rattlesnake country out there, I guess. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, there's not much else out there.
Yeah, well,
There's some wide open spaces for those rattlers.
We've got this story today about the cotton bales on fire down in Harper County.
Saw that.
And that was I went down that way, the other night to go visit the Triple R Ranch down there, my buddy's little place down near Harper. Something went by two or three cotton fields.
Yeah, there's a lot of several cotton fields over west of us.
Yeah.
Pratt County, Kingman County.
I've seen a number of them right here in Sedgwick County. And
yeah.
So, cotton. Cotton is king here.
Not really, but there is a cotton crop.
But there is a little bit.
You think about, you don't think about Kansas being cotton, but there it is. Now, what holiday movie are you? You can find out by taking our quiz at the KNSS Radio Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down to facebook.com/KNSS Radio. We'll pick five lucky people who took the quiz to win a 4-pack of tickets to Botanica Illumination.
Yeah.
And I took it. It's a fun little quiz.
Jad and I took it on the air yesterday.
Okay. Well, I took it off the air before I came on this morning.
What was your movie? Yeah.
Elf.
Me too.
Yeah. What's up with that?
We ended up with the same one. And Jad,
I don't think it
was a little different.
What was his?
I took it again off the air.
Yeah, you took it again with some more realistic answers for yourself.
Yeah, I got Scrooged.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, Bill Murray.
Right, go to the Facebook there and then take the quiz. You could get a 4-pack of tickets to Botanica. Illuminations going on right now. I'm trying to figure out what night I'd like to get my entire family out to Illuminations.
Well,
that's a fun deal, especially with this weather.
You better do it sooner than later.
Yeah.
Seems like the later in the month you get, the crowds out there are massive.
And not only that, the weather's probably going to get colder. That's perfect right now.
Man, super.
If this stays like this through the weekend, Marty Miller will be so busy out there, he'll be spinning like a bobblehead.
Although you want it
turkey.
To be a little bit cold.
Yeah.
It's harder to enjoy hot cocoa when it's 72 degrees outside.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. All right, 6:39 now, Steve and Ted, time for our KNSS Commodities Update. I'll tell you, if one thing I miss when I'm having a days off like that, I really miss the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler.
I know. How do you get your live cattle numbers when you're on vacation?
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with lean hogs. Good morning, Tom. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle started the session mixed Monday and quickly turned positive and closed on the positive side. The live cattle and feeders traded above last week's highs, and some contracts had their highest trade of 2 weeks. Lean hog futures gapped higher and closed positive for the second straight session. On the close yesterday, December live cattle $1.25 higher, $119.82. Jan feeders up $1.15 at $154.45, and Feb lean hog 70 cents higher at $70.10. Now Monday, the wheat futures made a new contract lows for second straight session, both in Kansas City and Chicago, and closed negative along with the corn futures. The soybeans closed on the positive side yesterday, and our weekly export inspections yesterday found wheat, corn, and soybeans still lower than year-ago levels. Now, 50% of the winter wheat in the U.S. is rated good to excellent. A year ago, it was 58%. Kansas is looking at 51 versus 52 a year ago. Oklahoma's only 30% good to excellent versus 53 a year ago, and Texas 36% versus 41. Our wheat crop in the southern plains continues to suffer from this warm weather, lack of moisture, and lack of moisture in the forecast. At the moment, March KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny at 425.5. March corn down 2 cents at 349.75. January soybeans down 4.75 at 991.25. January crude oil 43 cents lower at 57.68. December gold 10 cents higher at 1294.50. December S&P 2.25 points higher at 26.04. December dollar index 17 cents higher at 92.99. And December Dow Jones futures up 41 points at 23,602. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I don't remember exactly where I was, but it's here in Sedgwick County the other day, and there was a couple of fields of cotton, and people were out there actually harvesting the cotton with the big machines they use. Of course, they don't pick it by hand like they did years ago. But
right.
Cotton is, you know, and then we got this fire down in Harper County, 300 bales of cotton burning down there.
Yeah, that's a bad situation down there. They've lost a lot of production because of that, and seeing those big bales of cotton burns is kind of like big bales of hay. They're just next to impossible to put out.
Yeah, they'll burn a long time, and you just got to get in there when hay bales go. I've seen that. You just got to go in there, if you can, separate them, and open them up to the air. And
exactly.
They'll burn out. And so we're just thinking maybe cotton is a big crop we ought to invest in. What do you think?
Hey, I'll tell you what, we can get you set up. How's that?
Really?
Yeah. You want me to come over there this morning?
Yeah. I want you to jump down, turn around, and pick a bale of cotton. How's that?
Okay, we'll work on that.
I'd like to see you jump down, turn around, fall on your behind.
I might jump down and have to pick myself up before I can turn around.
And stumble. Okay.
That's right, too.
All right. Thank you, King of Cotton there. We appreciate your time this morning. The Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now 642, Steve and Ted on the way. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. What it means to be underinsured. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.